From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall.
Communications.
Hi, this is Jerry at the Ramada in Bordentown.
Mm-hmm.
And I need an officer here. I had an incident where...
When this 911 call came in Bordentown Township, New Jersey, officers were sent to the scene. After they arrested a suspect, Timothy Stroy, for trespassing, Police Chief Frank Nucera showed up.
Nucera, according to the allegations, slammed Stroy's head into a stairwell.
Now, Nucera is on trial, not just for use of excessive force, but for a hate crime. Who is Frank Nucera, and why did this incident expose his long history of racist behavior? Today on The Why, Mr. Bordentown. Melanie Burney of the Philadelphia Inquirer is covering the trial. Just a warning, this show includes offensive language. So, Melanie, can you take us through the incident that spurred the charges against Nucera?
The charges against Nucera stem from an incident that occurred on September 1st in 2016. There was a 911 call.
Communications.
Hi, this is Jerry at the Ramada in Bordentown.
From the Ramada Inn in Bordentown, that there were two guests swimming in the pool who had not paid their bill.
Did not pay for it, and now he's on property still.
That later turned out to not be true. But police were dispatched to investigate it.
Was told to leave the property, black male, dark bathing suit, approximately 5'2". Caller will meet you at the front desk.
And there they found a young man initially identified as civilian number one and later identified by the Philadelphia Inquirer as Timothy Stroy from Trenton and his then 16-year-old girlfriend.
So the police were called. They show up.
32 units, copy 32-0.
More units are Ramada.
And then what happened?
Initially, two officers responded to the call, and they investigated the incident and spoke with the young man. And at some point, there was a scuffle between Stroy and the police.
Back to Stroy.
60 units, able to back 32.
He was pepper sprayed and initially taken into custody by the police.
So the police are escorting this young man out. And then Frank Nucera shows up. And then what happens?
Frank Nucera had been monitoring the situation back at the station, and he showed up at the scene along with another officer with a canine unit. Stroy was handcuffed when Nucera jumped in as the officers were escorting Stroy down a stairwell, and Nucera, according to the allegations, slammed Stroy's head into a stairwell.
Why did he do that, Melanie? The suspect was handcuffed at this point, right?
According to one of the officers who will be a key witness in the case, Stroy at that point was not resisting arrest.
I wasn't resisting. I wasn't rowdy. It was not like I was a threat. I was no threat to them.
Stroy admitted that he was mouthing off, and he said some things to the officer and even threatened to spit on him. But the reports indicate that Stroy was not resisting. So that will be a key question during the trial.
So what was Nucera charged with?
Nucera is charged with hate crime, which includes the alleged assault, as well as deprivation of rights under color of law.
And what's that mean?
That's basically civil rights violations. And making false statements to the FBI.
So he wasn't just charged with excessive force. He's charged with a hate crime. So how did that happen?
This case is unusual compared to the typical case of police misconduct alleging excessive force, in that there are racial undertones in the allegations against Nucera. Specifically, there are recordings that were made by Sergeant Nathan Rohr, one of the officers who was present when the alleged incident happened. he began secretly recording the chief and has statements alleging that the chief routinely used racial slurs. He kept notes for years documenting these allegations.
According to the complaint in 2015, while talking to an officer about an African American who allegedly slashed the tires of a police vehicle, Nucera said, "I wish that nigga would come back from Trenton and give me a reason to put my hands on him. I'm tired of them. These niggas are like ISIS. They have no value. They should line them all up and mow them down. I like to be on the firing squad. I could do it." He also used police dogs.
That is so strange that a fellow officer would do that, because we hear about this blue wall of silence all the time among police officers, and in this case, it was broken.
It is very, very unusual to have fellow officers come forward and make allegations of this nature. And not only was it Rohr, it appears that at least half of the department was secretly recording their own chief. That's very unusual.
So let me get this straight. This incident happens in 2016, but it was compounded by these recordings that officers taped prior to that, right?
So Sergeant Nathan Rohr actually began taping Nucera in the fall of 2015. And according to prosecutors, he began doing so because he said Nucera's demeanor and behavior were escalating. And so he began making it his business to make sure that he always had his recording on, because he said without some type of hard evidence, such as an audio recording, to substantiate his allegations, no one would believe him.
So what was on the recordings that Rohr made?
The key to the case are statements that the jury will hear Nucera in his own voice, where he routinely used the N-word when referring to blacks. And he also, according to the tapes, used racial slurs to refer to other minorities.
This is The Why.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
I'm Annette John Hall. We're talking to Melanie Burney of the Philadelphia Inquirer about former Borton Town Police Chief Frank Nucera, who is facing hate crime and civil rights charges. Now we're going to bring in Grant Hill, who produced the podcast Stay the F Out of Borton Town. He'll talk about Nucera's years as police chief that led up to the charges. Frank Nucera was police chief for 10 years. Did the community know about this guy and his behavior?
As far as the people in charge in the town, the township committeemen, both former and current committeemen claimed that they saw no instances of racism from the chief.
Who did Nucera answer to? Who was his boss?
Well, the funny thing is that he was essentially his own boss. In 2010, he was appointed to a township administrator along with two other people.
Wait, let me get this straight, Grant. So Nucera was the police chief and he was the township administrator, which oversees the police chief.
That's right. Yeah, so he was, as the guidelines are set up within the township code, the police chief answers to the township administrator. And Nucera was both police chief and township administrator.
How did that happen?
So in 2008, Jay Medina,
currently a non-practicing attorney,
became the first Democratic township committeeman to be elected into the township committee in years.
And it surprised a lot of people. I'm sure it upset a lot of people.
As he told me, the rest of the Republican committee felt threatened by this. And the former township administrator before Nucera got in there was seen as a nonpartisan player.
Wonderful guy, very smart, very capable individual named Leonard Kleppner.
This did not fly with the other committeemen.
The move was to kind of, you know, attack him professionally, personally, and that kind of laid the groundwork to nudge him, toward, retirement.
After that happened, there was a deal made where Frank Nucera would be put in as township administrator and share that position with two other officials.
Behind the scenes, I think Nucera was kind of lobbying, to, get appointed township administrator, which, I mean, others were receptive to that idea, but I was adamantly opposed to that idea.
But as officers claim in their interviews with the FBI, and as many people have told me, that essentially Frank Nucera held all that power of that position.
Yeah, there's absolutely no way that you can have a police chief, serving in an administrative capacity, because there is really no accountability, oversight, or transparency in what's going on.
So did anyone raise a red flag about this possible conflict of interest?
Not that I've really seen. There were two committee men out of five who did raise this flag initially when it was proposed that Nucera would become a township administrator. After that happened, that deal was struck where he would share it with two other people. But again, like I said, this deal was kind of superficial, and in reality it seemed that Nucera still held all the power as township administrator.
So Melanie, Frank Nucera is on trial right now. What's going to be his defense?
The defense argues, one, that these allegations were made simply by disgruntled officers who didn't like the chief's policies and disciplinary action that he had taken, that some of them had filed hostile workplace environment complaints against him. But the key to the defense is that Nucera is not heard on the tapes admitting to assaulting the victim. So that's going to be a big decision for the jury to make. During jury selection, the defense lawyer said in open court that this is going to be tough for jurors to hear. And he even warned it's not going to be pretty. So the jury is going to have to put aside hearing racial slurs and profanity and really knuckle down and look at the evidence, because being a racist is not a crime. So the jury is going to have to decide whether or not there's evidence that, A, there was a hate crime and that excessive force was used because the victim was black. That's what it all comes down to.
So, Grant, did you come away thinking that here's this racist guy with all these racist beliefs who was allowed to sort of run roughshod over the town? And did you wonder just how that came to be?
Well, this is someone through his years as a police officer and working up through the ranks who have gotten to know a lot of people throughout not just the town, but the whole entire state. So when these safeguards have people within them that are, familiar with somebody, I think the belief in which some people that I've talked to is that, this is basically someone who's an unelected politician. He's at community meetings. He's at senior citizen events. And it did not come as a surprise to some people that I've talked to that this type of behavior was looked over upon. Even within the Burlington County Prosecutor's Office, it did not come as a surprise that this was something that could have been overlooked.
Well, Melanie, Grant, thank you so much for coming in today, and thank you both for your reporting on this issue.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Melanie Burney is a reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer, and Grant Hill is producer of the podcast Stay the F Out of Bordentown. The Why is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Binyakov, Alex Stern, and Xavier Lopez, under the editorial direction of Katie Colinari. We had editing help for today's episode from Eugene San. Tweet me at AnnetteJH. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.